Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Happy Thanksgiving, Tim.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
How much food do you plan on eating tomorrow?
Dude, I plan on thrashing everything I can get a hold of as soon as I get off work because, you know, Golden Corral likes to be open on holidays.
Well, you have to work?
Yes, man. I work literally, I think my shift's like 10 to 6, but I usually get off around 4, so it's all good. I get off, start eating immediately, and I enjoy the rest of the evening for sure.
Who are these people that are going to Golden Corral on Thanksgiving?
Dude,
I feel like every listener that's never ever been to Oklahoma is just like stereotyping the hell out of us.
Dude, people don't cook anymore around here, man. They'd rather go out to eat, not deal with the mess, than go back home and go to sleep.
You know what's crazy about that? Because, you know, I wait tables as well. Whenever I started my old job, 2012, I worked Christmas Eve, and there was, like, no one that came in. Like, we had, like, 6 servers that worked that day, and I made, like, $300 because, you know, we got a little bit busy. It wasn't that bad. By the time I left there, we had, like, 300 covers on Christmas Eve. And it's the same way at my new job. Like, no one wants to go out and eat on the holidays. Kind of weird.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, yeah. But one thing we do know about is positive news stories.
Absolutely. And we got, how many do we got today? About 6 of them?
We do have about 6 of them. Yo, Tim, are you by your Wi-Fi?
Yes, sir, I am. Am I breaking out a little bit?
No, I just need to turn up the volume. That's my bad. Anyway.
Oh, you're...
This is the Positive Truth. If you're just tuning in for the first time, we do uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we either have a positive interview where we talk about what an issue is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Please follow us on all our social media sites. Give us a 5-star review. All that fun jazz. Like Tim said, we have 6 positive news stories. I'll stop talking now, Tim. Do you want to start with the positive news stories? You want me to?
Man, I'll go ahead and knock one out real quick. So my first one's from Canada, actually, as soon as I can click on this. All right, so yeah, basically, I thought this one was kind of cool. I told you, JP, I had this story, but I didn't tell you what it was about. So these bearded men, they decided to pose in this calendar to raise money for this charity. And what the charity is called is, it's called Spirit Horse. It's a nonprofit that pairs therapy horses with mentally ill youth and adults. So these bearded men decided to dress up as mermen. I knew you would enjoy that one. And they did like a whole shoot with inside this bar. Some of them are drinking beer. They're posing. It's just like they're having a great time. And the calendars were sold online for $19.70. And I'm actually going to share the link to our Facebook page. So if you guys want to go ahead and support this charity and this nice little movement that they're doing, it's pretty funny. These pictures I'm posting on Facebook. So check them out. Give it a like and all that good stuff.
How much money did they raise?
Oh, they're still selling the calendar right now, man. They're $19 in American cash, $19.70. So I don't know exactly how much they have made so far, but if you definitely want to help out with this charity, you can check it out here, and they have more information about the charity as well on the link.
See, that's something we can't do because there's no beard growing over here.
Yeah, man, the little chin hair I got, man, people are making fun of me now as it is. There's no way we're doing a bearded calendar.
Why are they making fun of you for that?
Because I'm almost 30 and it's just now growing in.
I mean, I can't grow it either.
Struggle is real.
I am just keeping us off subject, but you know, I forgot to tell you off air, but we're going to talk about it on air. I saw Justice League today.
Nice! nice. What did you think, man?
I thought it was fun. It was a fun movie. Because the only reason I saw this movie was because super producer JoJo told us that Jim Conway liked it, which was our first interview, by the way. Go check that out. It was almost a year ago. It was like episode 11.
Right.
And I was like, well, Conway's a nerd just like us. If he liked it, I'll check it out. And I'll say it's fun. It's fun. It has a lot of plot holes, but it's fun.
And it does have a lot of plot holes. I talked to a lot of people that said the same thing, but like, if you look at it for just what it was, I enjoyed it, man. I'm glad you said the same thing. I think I agree with what you're saying with it, though.
Oh, so you've already seen it?
Yeah, man. I saw it on, I saw it Friday, I think, man.
Damn. Way too slow. But anyway, if I would have seen that movie as a kid, I would have lost my mind.
Right? I kind of have to, I go back there every now and then when I go to the movie theater, like, yo, this is 12-year-old Tim coming in here.
Well, speaking of being behind, I have had this positive news story for like a week, and I totally forgot about it. And I feel bad because it was a hell of a positive news story. This one is about the Australia vote. You probably already heard about. They voted for gay marriage, basically. And it passed with 62% of the vote, like a week ago.
The world is coming along.
Absolutely. And the best part, I think, is like several lawmakers on Monday, I guess this last Monday, released a draft for a gay marriage bill that would, I mean, basically it would protect people against discrimination. So, yeah. Let's hope this goes through.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
All right.
Well, I got my next story, man. My next story is about a 5-year-old girl named Sunshine. I want to say her last name, but I'm going to butcher it. But I'm going to say it anyways, because that's what we do here at The Positive Truth. I'm just going to say Sunshine.
Hold up, her first name is Sunshine?
Yeah, man, it's a legit first name.
I like it.
So you know it's going to be a positive news story whenever you start off with saying by a little girl's name is Sunshine. She's 5 years old, and about 2 weeks ago, she was at school, comes home, and she grabs her grandmother's piggy bank. And her grandmother saw it, and she was like, you know what? Nobody ever touches my piggy bank, so I'm going to ask her, you know, what are you doing with that money? And the little girl responded by saying, I'm taking it to school. And then she finally told her, look, I'm going to take it to school because I need it for milk money. I'm taking it from my friend Layla, she explained. She doesn't have milk money. Her mom doesn't have any money, and I do. So what her grandma decided to do, she was, you know, of course, like, wow, my 5-year-old granddaughter is amazing, so I'm going to try to do my best to help out. She started a GoFundMe page, and they raised a little over $11,000 to help everybody in her school and in her school district have enough money to pay for their milk at lunch.
Wow. That's pretty impressive on a lot of levels. Can we still donate to this?
I think it closed down already, but there is, I think they actually opened up another GoFundMe page. Look, I'll just share this whole entire link to our Facebook page, and I'm pretty positive you can still donate, man. I think that is, yeah, you can still donate.
Nice. Where was this at?
It was in Hemming, Michigan. I've never heard of this place, and I apologize for butchering your city.
Yeah, nice. I like that. Good job, Sunshine. Good job.
Tú sabes.
I know.
What else you got for us?
Whenever I was 5 years old, if I was reaching for the piggy bank, it was to buy myself a toy. So Sunshine's doing a lot better than I was.
Absolutely.
I have another story about another country. They just converted 11 million acres into new national parks in Chile.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So basically, Chile added 11 million acres of national parks. And
man,
that's a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, I bet it'd be really nice to go visit Chile one of these days. We're going to have to take a positive truth field trip.
Oh, yes, of course. So there's a subreddit called Earth Porn, and it's a lot better than it sounds.
Okay.
And what it is just pictures of like pretty places on Earth. And it's like pictures so pretty you want to travel there. That's why they call it Earth Porn.
Right.
Man, like Ireland, Argentina, Chile, gotta go, got to go.
Ireland is somewhere, it's definitely on my list, like top five places I want to go for sure.
Have you seen their black sand beaches?
No, not at all.
Oh, Tim, you have to Google this.
Black sand beaches?
Yeah, so it's like, I can't even describe them. But yeah. I am down for any positive truth field trip.
We're gonna have to keep the people posted for sure.
Yeah, wait till we graduate. Wait till I graduate. But it was basically a conservation effort put forward by the Tompkins Foundation. And the foundation, it was a couple called the Tompkins, of course. They purchased large chunks of land, and the goal and the ambition was to protect and conserve basically wildlife for generations to come. They like to travel. They like pictures of like the mountains. They like to go visit the mountains. They like parks. And they just wanted to share it with future generations. So if you have the money to buy 11 million acres worth of land, you turn into parks, kudos to you.
Absolutely. Can't add anything to that for sure. Well, man, I have one last thing to talk about, really. How many stories do you have left?
I have one, and it's a science is cool story.
Okay, you should knock that one out. We can talk about my last one.
Okay, so this is, I would say a fear of mine. So whenever I read this, I was like, I'm going to talk about this. I don't know how uplifting it is, but we're going to find out. I'm going to let you judge, Tim.
Done deal.
So a group of South Korean scientists has developed a new type of biochemical material that prevents hair loss.
That's definitely a fear. This is uplifting.
Yeah, so I can't pronounce the names. It's a Southern Korean university. And what it does is it discovered a protein called CXXC5 that acts as a negative regulator of the WNT signaling pathway inside a cell that is linked to the hair follicle development, and it regenerates hair regeneration in adults.
So, will it bring back my hairline?
Well, that's the thing. It just went to trials, man. It was just published in the latest Science Ministry and Edition Journal. And yeah, we're about to find out. They said the trials usually last in about 2 years. So yes, this could bring back your hairline.
Look, man, if I ever hit it big, if we ever start getting, you know, those big paychecks for the positive truth.
Doug, I don't think podcasts ever get big paychecks.
Hey, I can dream.
Okay.
And I'm dreaming about this hairline. I definitely am, man. My hairline is running from me. It's been running from me since I was like 13. It's depressing.
Can I provide some positive support to him? I don't think it has been.
There we go, JP. That's what I needed right there.
I really don't think it has been, man. I think that's just your natural hairline. Like, I don't think it's receding at all. I think you're going to have hair when you're like 85.
Let's hope, man. Let's hope.
Oh, I don't want to go bald either. Oof, I got a couple of dents on my head and I can't grow a beard. Man. Oh, man.
He said I got a couple of dents. Oh, man, I can't even talk about heads. We all know this. Let's change the subject immediately.
I don't know, Tim. I think your head's pretty glorious. On top of that, you're married with, you know, Edna, and you got a kid on the way. Your head has never held you back before. I don't want to hear that.
Touche. Let me sit back in my car seat.
Okay, but I just found another positive news story. So, nice. Go again, Tim. You do your last one.
Well, all right, my last one's basically about Russell Westbrook and his Why Not Foundation. So I know a lot of people from Oklahoma know about his Why Not Foundation, but a lot of people haven't really heard anything about it. But they usually give out all kind of Thanksgiving dinners, and recently they gave out one at the Boys and Girls Club, which was on Tuesday, I believe. It's just an amazing thing. It was their sixth annual one that they do. I just think it's amazing, something that we can talk about, because there's a lot of people out there in the world that are, you know, doing this exact same thing by handing out dinners and handing out turkeys for Thanksgiving and the holidays. And I just thought it was something amazing we should talk about.
Oh, yeah. A lot of celebrities and athletes are doing this. I saw Hassan Whiteside did that. He's doing it. He posted it on his little Snapchat. Westbrook gave away like 850 on Tuesday dinners. So,
legit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hassan Whiteside, he's a center for the Miami Heat, right? Basketball player.
Yep.
Legit. See, I mean, I think it's awesome whenever we have professional athletes out there using their name for a positive cause. And I just think we got to continue this wave of positivity that all these professional athletes are throwing out right now.
Yeah, celebrities, anyone that's giving back for the holidays. That's actually what my last positive news story is about. It's about recognizing things you're thankful for and just taking a moment every day to realize it. So we're going to play that game here on The Positive Truth. Tim, what are you thankful for?
Tim, I am thankful. I am really thankful for my wife. Definitely for holding me down.
Nice, Tim. Nice. How does she hold you down?
You know, making sure I got clean clothes, making sure I'm not messing up, making sure I'm getting to work on time, making sure I'm eating.
Okay. Oh, Tim. I think you're going out.
You're breaking out a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're losing each other.
Okay, we're good. We're back.
All right.
Everyone's tired for Thanksgiving break, including our Wi-Fi.
True story.
Well, I am also thankful for my family. It's absolutely wonderful. And yeah, I think we're skipping out. So we've lost him, but I'm going to keep going. If you like The Positive Truth, sorry about the little interference. We will be back in the future, Friday.
Indubitably.
Oh, Tim is still here. Nice.
I'm around.
Well, everything. We're breaking up. Well, we're just going to go ahead and be out. Wow. Everyone's ready for Thanksgiving break on The Positive Truth.
Absolutely. And we want you guys out there to have a great weekend. Stay safe and, you know, eat as much as you can and get some good sleep.
Well, Tim, now that you're back, do you want to do your positive quote?
Absolutely. Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose. Lyndon B. Johnson.
Nice. Well, sorry about the little interference there at the end. We will be back on Friday with a wonderful interview. Please like, share, and subscribe. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.